Granny by Anthony Horowitz. This book is produced by RNIB.
RNIB, supporting blind and partially sighted people.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Granny by Anthony Horowitz. Prologue, Heathrow Airport. The storm broke early in the evening, and by 7 o'clock it looked as if Heathrow might have to shut down. Runway 1 had disappeared in the rain, runway 2 was a canal, half the planes had been delayed, and the other half were circling hopelessly above the clouds, waiting their turn to land. The wind had blown an Air France DC-10 all the way to Luton, while, in a jumbo jet from Tokyo, 79 Japanese passengers had all been sick at the same time. It was a night no one would forget. The green Mercedes reached the airport at exactly 7:30, skidding round a corner and spraying water over 2 traffic wardens, a porter, and a visitor from Norway. Swerving across the road, it missed a taxi by inches and rocketed into the car park of Terminal 3. The electric side window slid down, and a hand with a signet ring and the initials GW entwined in gold reached out to pluck a parking ticket from the machine. Then the car jumped forward again, shot up 3 ramps with the tyres screaming, and crashed into a wall. £10,000 worth of metal and paintwork crumpled in on itself. The engine died. Steam hissed from beneath the bent and broken bonnet.